Hello and welcome to Critical Flail.
Previously.
I would argue that you would have the biggest room, really.
Mm. Why? Because I'm fat?
Take out the intestines
and hang
them like streamers. And then just put it on top of his head.
Oh, I'm just imagining like this disfigured face stitched together with like
this morning
like, grandma's clown
stuff. Yeah.
I'll scout the beautiful one and put the face on his face. Let's break the window. Break the window. It's an out one.
Thumping the dagger against the window. To know
about. No, I wanted to message Rizzo and say, do you have any fire spells?
No.
Lightning arcs across the sky, and you watch as a beam of purple light strikes down. You all, well, all with the exception of Slimen, who's still in the back of the bar. Slimen, you are unable to see what the other group members have seen. You have all seen this storm gather to the north of where you currently stand and strike down on the ground. As it stands, you have one gnomish figure under your control or under your restraint, another figure passed out in front of you, and the instrumentalist, the bard that you saw before, currently having no eyes for anyone but Izzy. What are you guys doing?
I'm still going to yell at the guy trapped in the... what do you call it? Into the tavern? Because I'm still mad. I'm still mad.
The tavern at this point is looks like it's seconds from collapsing.
That's fine. I don't mind.
The patron was died. The tavern is now... outside. He's been dragged out.
Oh, yeah, the parchment fellow.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so I am still yelling at the pile of ash then, because I do not know.
I can hear him.
You, obviously. Yeah, from the front, you can hear the crackling of the fire behind you, as well as the screaming obscenities of Slimen.
Okay, so after being distracted by the lightning bolts and things in the sky, I'll turn around to see Slimen still in what appears to be the doorway that
Correct.
Is now crumbling around. I'm going to turn and yell at him and go, Slimen, out of the house!
Let me just get my feet dry first.
I'm going to start like, running towards
start rubbing
him.
My feet.
So you're going to run through the building?
Oh, I'm on the other side. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm on the other side. No. I'm going to go... I take one step and go... You know what? No.
Yeah.
And then I take two steps backwards.
Reason takes hold and you realize getting inside a burning building may not be the best course of action.
Yes.
Slimen.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Still washing my feet. Well, on the doormat from all the ash, you know, gotta stay clean.
Of course.
It's just rubbing them profusely. I'm a clean boy. Okay.
The worst thing is the billowing fire is,
you could absorb
is causing more ash to fall.
This is the worst. I'm just gonna like spit a little bit of acidy spit onto the ash pile, and be like, your mum was probably a circle, and then I'm just gonna walk away. That's right. Cubes for life.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay, so after successfully dissing the burning building, you all begin to hear the creaks as the main framework of this building finally gives way, and the building topples. Can I get each of you to make dexterity saving throws?
17.
So all up, I may have a 6, but,
mm-hmm.
but that might be as a result of a 1.
Oh, no.
So did you roll a natural 1?
Yes.
Okay.
But I was outside the building, you know, like
you
I was in that sleep.
This is more so for the debris that is crashing and flying out in every which way direction.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, can I get everyone? So, you rolled a 1, Slimen.
I rolled a 17.
Rolled a 17. Rizor.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20.
What?
And Izzy. Healthy.
Nat 1.
Two nat 1s out of 30-20.
So, Slimen, you don't necessarily move out of the way. You just sort of stand there watching this as small pieces of timber and glass shatter out towards you and hit you in the torso, but small enough that you're able to just casually absorb them and dissolve them. Rizor, you, thankfully being mostly bones, are able to jump out of the way and miss most of the debris hitting you. However, Colton and Izzy, as these fragments of wood and glass splinter and shatter and fly out towards you, Colton, you suffer 2 points of damage as glass begins to cut up your arms. That seems very fair. Izzy, you don't suffer any damage.
What?
Your bard, suffers 6 points of damage as he leaps in front of you and you simply hear a and he begins to topple to the ground.
Yay!
A large, fairly sturdy looking piece of wood has embedded into his back.
Oh no, is he...
He's still conscious, he just seems pretty rough.
Like it
would take much to end him.
I'm just gonna pat him on the head.
Despite the pain and despite the fact that he could very well die at any moment, he just looks up at you and smiles.
Good boy.
Can I whip him?
Oh my god. Roll an attack.
No,
For all intents and purposes, he is prone, so you will get advantage on melee. Yeah.
Woohoo. Alright, that was a 12.
And hits.
And that was a 17.
Still hit.
Cool.
Roll your damage. Do you have the details on your whip?
I do. Okay. It said 6 damage all up.
6 damage all up.
Thanks. 7.
Izzy, I'll give you the opportunity. Did you want to attempt to stop this?
Don't be a human.
I want to look disapprovingly.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to actually let myself get physically hurt. Because that would be too much.
So, first fatality of the session. Colton,
fatality.
How do you want to do this?
Well, I like to think, just because, you know, I'm a monster, and my race doesn't define me, it's a bit of a mercy killing. So as he's looking up at...
First time I've heard mercy killing with a whip, but go on.
Okay, well, look, that's the first time for everything. As he's looking up at Izzy with, like, love and care in his eyes, I'll just whip both his eyes out. And that's...
That's your idea of... Okay.
Mercy killing.
Mercy killing.
Check it out. Trick shot. Watch out.
You put mercy in front of anything and it makes it sound a lot better. Like mercy punch.
Sure. So as you mercifully rip out his eyes with a whip, he...
You can blame Castlevania for that.
He mercifully screams in agony as he mercifully bleeds out from his now eye sockets.
Can I whip him again to die faster?
You're more than welcome to. He topples within seconds.
Oh, okay. I'll leave him be.
Colton, can you please not do that again?
I am terribly sorry. I tried to take him out of his pain.
I don't mind if he's in pain or protecting me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just thought he was your pet. And you may not have the capability to put him out of his misery, but knowing that now...
Why would I put him out of his misery? That's what we're here for. Misery.
Well, now he's fine art, so... I'm sorry?
All right, look, next time.
Next time.
You know.
So as you guys are
to use the sword.
Discussing the definition of mercy, you do see at your feet, Colton, the patron that you now know as the name of Taurus, begins to stir. Looking at him, you can see he is a dragonborn, looking fairly weathered in age, pale green-coloured scales. And as he sort of rolls over his back now on the ground, looking up, you can see that one eye is missing. He has several piercings throughout his ears, and as well as a large ring piercing on his nose.
Can I just sit on his chest and just, like, keep him pinned down?
Sure. Yep. So you sit on him, and he sort of he grunts as you begin to put pressure on him. As he slowly comes to, he looks up and he goes, what do you want from me?
I just want to talk.
Get off.
No.
I said get off, and he's going to try and buck you off him.
Okay.
Can I get a strength check? It's going to be a contested strength roll.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Straight strength?
Plus your modifiers.
Plus my modifier... 18?
18. So he thrashes underneath you, and there is a moment there where you feel he's about to slip away, but you manage to just press down on him, giving him pinned to the ground.
Oh, hurry. Look, I'm sure my friends have some more questions for you. I honestly can't think of much at the moment. So I might just call out to everybody, and I'm like, guys, we've got a... Well, someone we can interrogate. How great is that?
I'll start to walk over around the building out towards Cotton, and as I reach the scene of you just sitting on top, I'll kind of judge where everyone is and go, all right, let's try not to kill this guy. We need survivors. We need to spread the word here.
Mm. I understand.
But what about the gnome?
There is also the gnome who is unconscious at this point.
Cool.
Yeah,
can
got
I
hit by a door, right?
Yeah. Correct.
He was the one who took my whip.
I would love to borrow someone's rope, if possible, to maybe tie him up, just so he won't run away. Because, like, this is a small man of mighty strength, and we need to try to maybe restrain him for now. So, can I borrow some rope? Because I've got nothing. Please. And I just put
do
out my hand.
Ropes?
I just put out my hand and start clapping
it. You've got it in your pack, in your inventory?
I do. Yeah, I've got 50 feet of it, so...
I'll need all 50 feet.
Yeah, wrap that gnome right up.
I'm going to cocoon him.
Like a mummy, yeah. Each individual limb just wraps around.
Just imagine there's like a little hole for his mouth and a little hole for his eyes. That's about
is someone hungry? Nom, 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 nom.
I know I am.
So you're going to completely cocoon him except for his mouth, effectively?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. So, with that, is anyone asking anything of Taurus at this point?
I'm not much of an interrogator, so this might be a Meg, Izzy, or a Rizzo situation.
I'm just making sure he doesn't get up, and that's about it.
No, you're doing your job properly, I think.
To sort of glare at you, give me a perception check, Colton.
Oh.
Cotton.
A 10.
Okay. Seems to continue glaring at you. You don't really notice anything untoward or anything that catches your eye in particular.
Oh, that's good.
Slimon, after you've finished tying this gnome figure up, you're not entirely sure if he's coming to. The now massive rope seems to begin wriggling. And you do hear, What the bloody hell? What are you doing? What is this? What?
Shh. And I put my gooey finger up to his mouth, and I go, it'll be okay.
He suffers 4 points of acid damage.
I retract the goo from my gauntlet.
And as you As you move your hand away, you can see very prominent scorch marks across the middle of his lips.
Oh,
wow. He's screaming.
Shh! It's okay! It's okay! And I just start, like, swaddling him like I'm, like a tiny baby, just trying to calm him down. And I try to sing a song that my my parents taught me. May I sing it for a moment?
By all means.
Okay,
please do.
It's in my native tongue of slime. Okay, hold on. And then I look at him. Like I'm like, huh? Huh?
Give me a performance check with advantage.
Okay, that was a 3, so we're going to skip that one.
Good advantage.
Oh, fuck me, 20.
Like, a natural?
Yeah, nat 20.
You honestly believe that the sweet, soothing sounds that you have sung out to this gnome figure has calmed him entirely. Rizor, Izzy, and Cotton, you all hear whimpers of fear coming from this gnome as these weird slushing sounds start emanating from Slimen.
He likes me. Oh. What's your name? What's your name?
He, in between sort of sobs and gasps of breath, he goes, Pepper.
Pepper.
Aye.
Do you have a sister called Salt?
No, her name's Tritzy.
Okay, cool. I didn't expect that. I'm a little disappointed in your parents' naming schemes, but sure.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Oh, shh. And I put my finger up again. Don't. It's okay. I love you. You love me, right? And I pick him like. You know in the Lion King when Simba's first introduced to like all the other animals in the kingdom?
Okay.
I want to just be like that, but like looking at me and just being like, ha ha ha, and it's just like...
You've covered all but his mouth, so he can't see you.
Oh, okay, well that's fine.
But you certainly do hear him whimper and sob more.
I'm not meant to be a parent, guys. This is a lot harder than I thought.
Can I walk over to Cotton and Taurus, was it?
Correct, yes. So yep. you head over, Cotton sitting on the chest of this aged dragonborn.
Aged dragonborn, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll walk over, like, notice the situation, go, so Taurus, was it? Trying to, like, get a handle on the name.
Give me a perception check.
Oh, yep. 15.
15. You notice that as you begin walking closer to him, he continues to glance between you and Cotton, but he looks visibly terrified of you.
Of me?
Of you. The skeletal figure with the flayed face of another person. Yes, surprisingly. Yeah. Surprisingly, that's scary to people.
Who would have thought? It's just a day-to-day me. I've adapted to this now, I feel. That's okay. My sight has obscured a little bit, but I feel like I'm digging it. I'm working with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm walking over, and I notice the scene, and I kind of, as I've noticed him kind of maybe being a bit more fearful of me, slowly and slowly get closer, almost engulfing his entire vision with my face.
Yep.
And then go...
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No, go on.
So, eightfold path we see.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Who has the note at the moment?
I believe that was you, Cotton. Did you pick up the note?
I'm pretty sure it was Meg, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think I actually picked up the note.
She snatched it from...
Ah, it was Izzy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Izzy has the note.
Ah, okay. So I'm peering down and I kind of check my pockets of my robe and go, one moment. Who's got the note?
I suppose you can look.
Thank you.
I will hand him the note.
Awesome. Great. Kind of like snatch it with a little bit of a little bit too quick. Like I'm desperate for it at the moment, and go.
So you. Yep. So you read the note.
What are you clearing?
Read the note back in the flaps of face that are currently. Yep. It's more like spittle. Oh. I'm like, like trying to make a hole so that I can talk through it because I'm just jawbone.
Nice. Sort of imagine it's like the fake mustache and it's sort of slightly peeling off, but it's still there.
Yeah.
And yeah. 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 Like pat it down.
I mean, the thing was at this point, before, right as the face was put on. As I said before, it was a solid 8 or 9 out of 10. It was a fairly attractive face. Now you are beginning to see signs of the skin wrinkling at a fairly alarming pace. It's more like a 4 out of 10.
No, I kind of like the plain look.
It
looks good on you.
I can't see it. I haven't seen a mirror. I'm just dealing with it.
Oh, I just woke up with my, like,
itchy, you know,
with my shiny breastplate, and I'm like, here, look. And I just pop my chest up right next to Rizzo's face.
I jump back 2 feet.
I walk ahead 2 feet. Look at it. Look at what you've become.
That was interesting. Huh. I pull it off less than what I thought I did. Right. Well, I can use this. Right. Pushes kind of like scoots around Slimen and goes back to being imposing, attempt to be imposing.
Yep.
I will continue to read the note.
Yeah. So you read out the note, which are you reading it out loud or just reading it to yourself?
Most to myself, and then so I'm like skimming through it. So hail the Eightfold Path.
Yes. So as you look at him, he sort of goes, I don't know nothing about that note.
Man, that was a triple negative. Even I'm smart enough to know what that means.
What does it mean?
What?
I mean, for those who don't know, what does that mean?
I'm just keep sitting on him. It'll be fine.
In the meantime, I'm gonna grab Pepper. I'm putting him back to my chest. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, do you know what an eightfold path is? Like, I'm really babying it. I'm like, do you know? Do you have an idea what eight whole paths are? Because I don't. And I'm sure that you don't, right? Or do you?
Are you trying to make a persuasion or intimidation check? I'm not entirely sure.
Well, more persuasion. It's like a persuasion kind of like.
Yeah, no problem. Make a persuasion check then.
Oh, good. Oh, that's a 14 minus nothing. Okay, just 14.
Just 14.
Yeah.
He begins to go just put me down, and I can explain.
No, you're with me now.
You don't know who you're messing with. Please.
Oh yeah, and who's that?
Pepper.
Intimidation.
Roll intimidation.
I'm going to come and loom over him.
I'm gonna say, Izzy, if you're gonna do an intimidation check, it's going to be a disadvantage because again, the only thing that's open is his mouth. He cannot see.
Oh damn it!
So all he knows is right now, the ropes around him are starting to sizzle. Because they
can I?
Against him, and then he hears a very soft female voice say, "And who are we dealing with?"
Can I take out a dagger and run it across his cheekbone?
Depends if Slimen lets you.
Slimen?
No, it's my little Pepper, my little shaker.
Please.
But just a little bit, like just a all little, right. Like
just a little bit.
And I just kind of right. Hold him out. Like,
yeah.
Whoa.
So as you begin to trail this knife against his cheek, beads of blood begin to sort of seep down, and you see him sort of wince in pain. Give me a regular intimidation check then.
Oh, that didn't work. Hang on. Far out. 5 plus 4. 9.
Yep. He he just keeps saying, just untie me, I'll explain, please, just, you don't want to mess with stuff you don't understand.
Then make me understand it. I'm just a simple fighter, and I think it would be in your best interest and my best interest to maybe, I don't know, make things a little easier. Here, look, and I'll even cauterize your wound. That's right, I know that word. Haha. And then, like, a little bit of acid goop. I just smear it on the cut. Because I'm really kind.
He suffers another point of damage as you smear acid onto an open wound.
I'm not a doctor. I don't know these things.
No, no, that's fine. He winces and screams out in pain as this acid begins to seep into him. He does quieten down. He goes, listen, I'm on contract, okay? I'm here to investigate a possible cult. Now, let me go and I could get some information from him.
Are you... But you're so small.
Can I insight check him?
Go for it.
Let me change dive. Okay. That would be a 15 total.
Oh, nice.
15. Bear with me.
Still wrong 11, but better.
It's difficult, given that his face is covered, for you to genuinely get a tell of whether he's being honest with you, but from the tone of his voice, the fact that he's no longer... It doesn't sound like he's rushing his words. It sounds like he's being deliberate. He's trying to explain what he's actually here for. So you do think that he's being honest.
All right.
So, Slimon, you continue to hug him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I'm just going to say, okay. I'm never going to let you go. You're with me now. You're just... Shh. We're going to be best friends. I've never had a friend before.
He continues to try and writhe and break free. If actually, what I'm going to do...
Can I, like, in the meantime, like, I think he's playing, like, medieval... Airplane. I'm like,
yeah. Give me a contested. Give me a contested strength throw, but with advantage for yourself.
Yeah. Oh, that was a 6. Okay, no, that's a 9. Oh, that's a lot better. 18.
18. Yeah. So he almost manages to wriggle out of your grasp, but with just as he's about to break free, you squeeze tighter and hold him close, stopping him from moving any further. And he just goes, I. Was under employ from the Tempest Directive. I was here to investigate these fuckers.
Oh my goodness, language. This is unacceptable. I mean, Fukas? Is, how do you say it?
You're really not grasping this whole cursing thing, are you?
I'm just...
I mean, we don't really teach that back at the, you know, castle and everything. We try to, you know, teach manners and etiquette and a little bit of fighting and self-defense, but, you know, he's always been a wild child.
I've come from a very nice, supportive family. We never... There was no cussing.
Listen, let me go. I'll split bounty with you. I just need to get some information. And as he keeps saying this, the, Dragonborn that you're sitting on, Colton, just goes, you son of a bitch, I knew I shouldn't trust you.
I'm just gonna, like, punch him in the jaw.
Sweet. You trying to knock him out, or you just punch
him? I'm gonna punch him in the gut to wind him a little bit.
Sure, so you sort of lean back and punch him square in the stomach, and you sort of rushes out. He's just... He seems to be coughing and struggling for breath.
Let him finish before you start talking, okay? We'll take turns.
Listen, there's been reports of children, and fathers and mothers going missing down to the south. I was charged with investigating what's been going on. all signs point to this pub. Now that son of a bitch is involved in some way. You help me, I help whatever the hell you people are.
At least we're not gross dragons.
Yeah. Stupid guy's got scales.
That's racist.
Well,
damn.
Sure.
It's not racist if it's observant.
Please untie me and stop. What am I? What's holding me? I feel burning.
Oh, it's just a little fire.
I'm on fire?
No.
He begins to wriggle much, much harder, trying to break free from one here. He's maybe a burning pit. Give me another contested strength throw.
I mean, you've been holding onto him for a while, right?
Mm. Yeah. Your arms are beginning to die out.
Okay, roll to 17. Plus
you, yeah,
three.
Again,
yeah,
you,
20. Dirt 20.
Yeah, you managed to hold on to him pretty tightly, and the gnome, can you just please let me go? I'll split the bounty with you.
Can I do? I'm real confused here. Who is the cult man? And do an insight check.
Yep. Roll.
Boo-boo. 16.
16. Okay, so both of them in unison yell out, "He is!" You get the sense that the little gnome that you're currently cradling is telling the truth.
And
the dragonborn sitting underneath Cotton, or laying underneath Cotton, is straight out lying to you.
Okay, I'm going to whip my arm, like, unnaturally, to the smelly dragonborn, and then I'm just going to go, "He's the fibber!" And a little bit of acid splashes out and hits him.
You going to acid splash him?
Well, no, like, just like, bleh, kind of gooey.
Oh, okay. But you mean you were actually... Okay, that's fine. Small droplets of acid sort of land around him, and a small bit lands on him, and he seems to sort of squirm as it sizzles onto his forehead.
Can I...
Yeah?
I'm not sure about damage or if it's just a thing, but the mention of the barkeep being behind, potentially behind these potential kidnappings, again, all speculation at the moment, has me a little bit intrigued.
Sure.
I kind of move down and kind of shield my face just a little bit. Like, it's just the mouth. So it's like, you don't have to see the eyes and everything. So I'm maybe trying to be a little bit friendlier to him. And go, "So, are you guys doing some kind of ritual? Are you looking for assistance? What's the go here?" This is all assuming, of course. I'm not accusing you of anything, of course, but...
The Dragonborn... I assume you're talking to the Dragonborn, yes?
Yes, sorry, yes.
Yeah, so the Dragonborn sort of glances towards you and goes, "Oh, I'll make y'all a deal. You kill that sumbitch in front of me, and I'll show you to the queen."
Oh...
Now that is a tempting offer, isn't it, guys?
The queen who's trying to overthrow the Dark Lord.
Well, we don't know that just yet. Let's hear out this barkeep. Let's hear out Taurus.
No. Is she? Tell me.
"She will make the Dark Lord look like a peasant."
And I stomp on his foot.
All right, another punch.
Okay, hang on. We have someone punching
the Dark Lord.
Now we get another one punching him in the throat. So I'm going to get the two of you to roll attack.
Hey, yeah.
It's a team effort.
No, 19. Are you just punching or like?
Yeah, I'm punching. A 24.
Okay. Do you guys actually want to do straight out damage, or do you want?
Oh, it's just the Dark Lord. I'm doing damage on this one.
Okay, so as soon as you hear this guy dissing the Dark Lord, you guys see red, so both of you roll damage.
Six, for me.
Six.
Okay, As one of you punches down on his stomach, he again expels from his mouth as Slimen punches down on his throat, effectively trapping any of the air still within his lungs. He seems to be... he's gurgling. You do see a lot of spit and blood mixed with the spittle as he's now struggling to breathe. He's still alive based on the fact that you can feel these deep breaths attempting to get, you know, any sort of air into his lungs, but he does not seem like he can take much more of a beating.
Meh.
So just so you guys know, he's on one health, one hit point.
Oh goddamn.
Well, guys, can we hang on?
Look, no one disses the big boss.
But we need information.
Then ask information.
I tried, and then you punched him.
Well, he just
then ask quicker.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I was intrigued to see what was going on. Now, we have a deal here. If we kill the gnome, we can be taken to the queen. I feel like that's going to be a little bit better for us in the long term than some pity little gold.
I really
love gold. I know we love gold. I love gold myself.
I'm starting to question that.
Can be worth more than any amount of gold.
As you say that, the gnome pipes up and just goes, you want information? Whatever you want, I will find it for you. The Tempest Directives have deep pockets and larger libraries, I assure you.
See, the thing is that you're trying to find the knowledge, and he, and I point to the Dragonborn, already has it.
I can either
go to someone who's looking for the knowledge or go to someone who has the source of the knowledge.
I'm just going to look at everyone, like, with the most sympathetic faceplate you'll ever never see, and just be like, fine, I'll do it. But I need to go. Everyone turn around. This is a thing between friends. And that's what we're gonna do. We take care of them. And I just slowly walk into the forest. Or the sort of wooded area.
You begin to walk into the surrounding tree line. It doesn't take too long for your view of the surrounding clearing and the rest of the party being obscured by forage.
So the
gnome this entire time has continued to say, listen, we can talk about this. Any question you want, I can answer it. You don't want to do this.
And then I'm just gonna, like, when I know that I'm far enough away from everyone, I'm just gonna, like, hold him right up to my face and be like, I'm gonna let you go. But
Cotton, Izzy, can I get you guys to do perception checks? And I'm gonna say, Slimy, give me a stealth check.
I'm still gonna be focusing more on, like, the Dragonborn.
Nat 20.
Shut up.
I was gonna say Hector, but you probably cheat on that as well.
Nat 30.
Nat 3.
I rolled a 14. Not that it matters.
So Izzy, you can see him walking into the distance. You see him, although he seems, you know, it seems like Rizor and Cotton have now drawn their attention back towards the Dragonborn. You see Slimen seem to sort of lean down, and you're definitely out of earshot. You can't hear anything he's saying, but it looks like he is trying to whisper something to the tied up gnome figure.
Can I say to the Dragonborn, so you say you can show us the queen if the gnome dies?
You kill him and...
Immediately crossbow the gnome.
Oh.
Now that's... I'm going to say attack roll with a disadvantage because there's trees and slime in the way.
All right. 17.
Okay. Disadvantage, so roll again.
So, 17 total.
All right. Let me just.
I've still got my shield.
And I'm adding my.
What's your
psychic
shield
blades?
Is plus one,
what?
Yeah.
I beg your pardon?
Your shield is a plus one?
Plus two. And I'm going to use protection, fighting style.
Are you guys actually preparing to fight each other?
So as a reaction.
So what happens is for Rizor and for Cotton, as the two of you are beginning to talk to the Dragonborn about, you know, what is this queen? What exactly is he offering? You watch as Izzy peers into the distance where Slimen has walked off, raises her crossbow and fires it into the tree line. Slimen, as you're saying that you're going to free the gnome, you feel a crash against the back of your chest plate.
Rude.
As you begin to peer down, you do see a crossbow bolt stuck into your chest plate.
Okay. I'm just going to turn around furiously. Mm-hmm. And say,
you're still holding the gnome at this point.
Yep. And I say,
okay. when he turns around, I'm gonna
hold on. Let me finish.
Yeah.
And I say, I am going to do this. Me. And I'm gonna do intimidation.
Oh. Okay. So before you fire, I am gonna say, intimidation checks against players are always so difficult. Roll me an intimidation check and Izzy, give me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, alright, how wise am I?
Doesn't fucking matter, nat 20!
That's not even that weird. Yeah, not a nat 20.
No. Izzy, you've always known this Slimen creatures, you seemingly goofy, you seemingly childish, never quite understanding the grasps of reality. However, as his voice booms out through the tree line that he is going to handle this, he is going to deal with this, small twinge of fear runs down your back.
Oh, all right, hurry up then.
Okay, so then I put him on the ground. And I'm like, you're going to make a really big yelling noise. And
can do
as soon as you hear the ground thud, and I just slam the Warhammer onto the ground.
Okay. He screams out louder than you thought possible coming from such a small frame. except the only downside is that his acting talent is worth shit. What he screams out is sort of a, oh, I know, I've been killed. Oh, you foul creature.
Is that
of
even
the
an
he can I, sounds, can I yell, horrible. Can I yell, my only friend? Like a
second
very dramatic, like.
So it's a natural one for his performance.
Oh,
goddamn.
Oh, okay.
So all of you, I'm not even going to ask for any sort of perception or anything. You guys know that he's faking.
Do it again. Crossbow.
Fire again, sure.
Yep. Oh. 14 plus 18 total.
This time, as you fire off the bolt, you've accounted for the tree line, you've accounted for the thing of slamming, blocking the way, and it connects with the gnome.
Excellent.
Attack
plus
damage.
Psychic blades.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus, Meg.
How many dice did you roll?
Oh, so psychic
just a small handful.
That is a 21
points of damage.
I rolled 2d6s and a d8. I rolled 2 6s and a 7.
Yeah.
And plus 2. That was the best. I'm so happy.
So, from the very feigned sounds of agony comes a very real as the gnome stops moving.
I'll just sort of turn to the Dragonborn. I'm like, if you're lying to us, that's going to happen to you.
Pepper.
Oh, Oh, I'm not lying.
Peppa,
you like the queen. She'll like you too.
Oh, thank you,
Peppa.
Peppa's dead.
There's no response from Peppa.
And I just start like trying to shake a little bit. Peppy.
Slime and roll a perception check.
Three? No, four. A hot four.
You shake him. You feel nothing. You see nothing. His body is limp. He is not moving.
Fuck.
And I get real mad. Real mad. And I just smash down a tree with my Warhammer, and I'm like, stupid fucking, and like, because I'm swearing now, I've picked up a cuss word, and I'm like, fucking wizards and their fucking magic, fucking cowards, and I just start slamming things, huge temper tantrum. I'm talking like biblical levels.
Right. So you all, I mean, Cotton, you're attempting to discuss, and Rizal, you're attempting to discuss exactly how you're going to arrange this meeting with this queen as you begin to hear the sounds of trees felling in the distance where Slimen was.
Oh.
One at first, and then another, and then another. And it doesn't take too long for the forest that was previously obscuring Slimen to seemingly be cleared. There's only a few trees between you and Slimen, who is now hurling his weapon, seemingly wildly striking left and right, screaming in agony as trees are being shattered before him.
I'll just sort of have a little chuckle, like, someone's a little bit cranky. I'm like, you do not want to see him. What happens after this? So again,
I don't.
Let's talk facts.
Oh, okay.
Mhm. Mhm. Okay. So
good job.
What's this queen? So tell me a lot of things. So before he comes here, I want to know a lot of things so I can tell him a lot of things and he can calm down a little bit. So how about we just are honest with each other and I'll stop punching you if you don't badmouth the Dark Lord anymore.
And he begins to... He looks over towards Slimen, who's continuing his temper tantrum. As he turns, you get a good look at his neckline. And Cotton, you see something that you didn't quite catch before, which is that there are two seemingly infected marks on his neck, quite pustulously and definitely left untreated. He looks back towards you and says, I'll take you out of the queen. She's a beauty to behold.
I'm sure she is. But what a beauty behold of those two puncture wounds in your neck. How did you get that?
It's the queen's blessing.
The queen's... hang on. Vampire?
Roll an insight check.
Oh.
Or an investigation.
Can we... Oh!
Go on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nat 20, my
Jesus
friends.
Jesus Christ. You've spent your time in the Dark Lord's various libraries and archives, and you know, you've read through some of the books that he's amassed throughout the years, and you get an understanding of some of the creatures that the Dark Lord hasn't necessarily been unable to control, simply he's not bothered with. You know the details of a vampire, you know what a bite mark from a vampire looks like, and usually they're quite clean. They are seemingly sterile, as they don't pump anything into the body, they simply drain the body of life. The sort of bite mark that you're seeing on this guy is more like an insect. A large insect.
Oh.
But seems horribly infected.
Okay. Huh. Well... What exactly does this queen do? Like, you've talked a big game. What can they do, really? I mean, was it in relation to that lightning we saw earlier?
What lightning?
You didn't see that giant flash of lightning?
I was drinking in a in the bar when y'all set fire to it. And I woke up on the ground.
Good point.
What lightning. And as you're talking about this lightning, you do know the storm itself has dissipated and the clouds are slowly shifting away from that central point they amassed. Almost like the clouds are now following a regular weather pattern.
Oh. I mean, I guess it's nothing. I mean, lightning happens, right? Like, it wasn't different.
Just lightning that you saw. It was lightning as well as a large beam of violet light striking down on the ground.
I am not the smartest man, so I'm probably just thinking it's very, very simple. Well, I've seen lightning before. That's just regular lightning. It seemed fair a little enough. Bit more violent, but
it's larger. It's more purple, but otherwise, it's lightning to you.
Yeah, I mean, is lightning normal purple? I haven't paid that much attention to it.
Yeah, you're not sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna come back after picking up the corpse of little Pep Sep, which I nicknamed.
Family gets like a new nickname every time.
Well, yeah, it's because I can, and then I'm gonna be like, welcome to the family, and I just like consume him. I put his little gnomey body into my little slimy gullet.
Can we see this?
Yeah, he's entered the clearing. You watch as the Slimen takes this figure that's completely tied up in rope. I was going to say,
for the rope. Whose rope was that?
Nom, that's Adam's rope. That's
oh.
Cotton, feel free to mark off 50 feet of rope because he took all of it.
Oh, man. Yeah,
I reach out towards Slimen, and then just as he gets engulfed, my hand kind of just drops down by my side and go, we needed that rope.
And then I
don't know if you could see this, but you lost it, buddy.
Yeah, I learned to not grow attached to things while he's around. It's
probably for the best.
Yeah.
In the meantime, while I'm stomping my way over to the rest of the gang, I'm going to, like, just gooify my arm, and I'm going to make sure to, like, try to push Izzy out of the way.
Sure.
And just mutter, coward.
Mm-hmm.
As you begin to walk towards Izzy, you feel funny. Not ha ha funny, more like
that was too much pepper.
Doesn't quite agree with you.
Oh, no.
Give me a constitution saving throw.
Oh, no.
If you fail, you sneeze.
An 11 all up.
So you assaulted her with pepper.
So as you begin to walk towards Izzy with the full intention of pushing her with a fairly acidic hand, you sort of begin to bend inwards, curl inwards as your stomach, well, what would generally be seen as your stomach, sings out in pain. You sort of tense for a moment and the feeling subsides. You don't take any sort of lingering damage from it, but your body does eject a small platinum coin.
Oh, neat.
A what?
I'm just going to pick them up. Like
a small platinum coin.
Just the one?
What's okay. That?
You look at it, one side, it's written in a language. Does anyone here read or understand Gnomish?
Oh, no.
But goblins are pretty small. No. Like, they're about the same height, so same language.
That's racist.
Jesus Christ. Welcome to the racist D&D campaign.
No, so none of you quite understand the language on one side of the coin, and on the other side is simply the symbol of a... looks to be a lightning storm.
He's the gift that just keeps on giving.
Hmm.
And I just pocket it. It's my little plat. My little pepper plat.
Do you have pockets in that plate armor?
Can you make it slime?
That's racist.
That's how that works.
How dare you? You
well,
grotty
he's not people.
You
so.
Grotty old hag.
Wow.
And I know. I'll slide it in between like somewhere, some leather of my...
Some slime?
Yeah. You managed to find folds of armor and clothing that you can protect the coin from your general aesthetic nature.
See, now I know what a lady's dress feels like the lack of pockets. And I'm like,
effectively.
It's awful.
Do you not want...
Don't try this at home.
Okay.
What, not having pockets?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were going to say trying on dresses, and I was like, oh, damn it.
No, you can do that.
Fine. We'll all give it a crack. It'll be part of that calendar we spoke about.
Absolutely.
I'm kind of already wearing a dress at this point, because I'm like a warlock, so like the robes are kind of dressy.
I just assumed you were poor.
I sort of
assumed that Rizor was wearing nothing. I thought he was just a walking
suit. I thought you were wearing a suit like the picture.
Terrible character description.
Very flat. Very flat. Damn it. I thought I was wearing robes.
No, imagine sort of like a velvet suit.
You can give it like a suit top with like a
flowy
bottom. Yeah, like a kilt.
A utility kilt.
Imagine Dumbledore with like his gown on and a dress jacket.
Yeah.
Potentially. I need to art this stuff.
We'll workshop it later, it's fine.
Do we at least shove Izzy out of the way? Because that's my main.
You're welcome to shove her.
I'm still shoving. I'm mad. I don't like you right now.
That's fine. I will do what the Dark Lord needs us to, and you can cry over the gnome.
His name is Pepper.
Whatever.
His name is Dinner at the moment.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter, let's keep moving.
Okay.
Mm.
Go.
So, you currently have Taurus under your... Yep. Well, literally under your control. And you have the dissipating storm to the north. What are you guys...
Well, I'll tell everyone about what Taurus told me, and then I'll tell them about the bites, and that's not it. Like, I thought it was a vampire at first, but then I remember that, like, some insects have this sort of thing here as well. Do I happen to know what, insect it was that did this?
Well, it was a natural 20. You're pretty certain that it would be some species of arachnid.
Okay. So we're looking at some sort of spine? Yeah. Not sure if that means much, but I say, and this is just my little humble vote, what if we meet the queen, see what's going on, and then we might be able to get a little bit more answers.
Fine. Fine.
Fine?
Let's just get out of here. I don't like this place. Smells.
We've got bad memories already, and we've been here, 20 minutes?
Great. Good. This is what we're trying to do.
Mm.
So you let Taurus up, or you can do
very carefully get off Taurus and then step on one of his arms just to be a bit of a dick.
Sure. He begins to sort of get up as you relieve pressure from his chest, and then as you step down on his arm, he's like, you don't need to do that.
Big feet. Big feet. It was... Mistake.
Can I get ready with a whole person in case he tries to...
Sure. He points over towards the ruined ashes of the pub and says, she's in there.
She?
Oh my
Who's
God,
she?
What?
The queen.
The queen.
Hang on, is this the bartender? What?
He looks at you like you're an insane person. He goes, bartender? Nah. She was just security. She's under there. And he begins to stumble towards the bar and looks like he's attempting to sort of clear debris out from roughly where the bartender was standing.
I got this. This is my thing. And I just gloop. And then just instantly try to dissolve that area, given my amazing cleaning skills.
You were built for this, basically.
I was,
Tasmanian devil, but in slime.
So are you lifting the log and debris, or are you just sort of
dissolving through?
Sure.
Can I harvest the bard's organ?
You give me a survival check. I'm going to say, Slimen, you're capable of doing this. It does take time.
That's okay.
I might just move debris out of the way in the meantime.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's fair. Okay, I'll just push it away then, if that is the case.
It takes you guys roughly the better part of an hour to clear away the...
I'm not helping.
from where Taurus was attempting to reach. He has cleared away the debris on top of a trap door that Rizor previously saw when he was looking into the bar windows. And he gestures down, he goes, "She's in there." Izzy, what did you roll for your survival check?
13.
13. You focusing on the part of this bard that was the most important to you, managed to harvest his voice box. That's all you managed to really harvest at this point. But yeah, so you now have a voice box.
That's what I wanted. I'll add it to my inventory.
That's gross. That's very gross.
The Dragonborn lifts up the trapdoor, looks at Slimon and Cotton, says, "Well, Queen's in there."
After you.
And who else is in there?
Followers.
How many?
Things from Ogus. 7 of us total. I make 8.
Oh.
After you, I'm just gonna shove him down the tunnel. And
you push him. So it's a hole.
Oh,
so you push
right.
him down the hole.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm gonna have to. And then I just jump down after him.
Yeah. It's not exactly a deep hole. He sort of lands with a thud. You climb down in after him, and it looks to be a wine cellar. There's casks, barrels of ale. Adorning the walls, it seems to have been left largely untouched by the fires. But he continues walking down this fairly small cellar room, and then immediately takes a right behind one of the larger barrels of ale, and you lose him. You can no longer see him.
What? What?
You hear him call out. He's in it. She's in here. Come on.
I'm just gonna follow.
Mm-hmm. I'll follow behind Slimon.
But like a huff,
Yeah,
I'll be at the back.
Okay.
Maybe I should be at the back just in case someone
comes up behind us. Actually, yeah, good idea.
Okay.
So all of you, Slimon, Izzy. Then Rizor, then Cotton, begin to head down this cellar and turn right at the largest cask of ale that you see, and hidden from view from this by this large barrel, seems to be that a hole recently dug into the groundwork of this cellar, not anywhere near as finely manufactured or built as the rest of the cellar. You see. Looks to be the makings of a very haphazard mine shaft. You can see the figure of Taurus in the distance addressing a robed figure in crimson. Can't quite see the face of this figure, but the two of them seem to be having a heated discussion ahead of you.
Do we hear any of that discussion?
You hear him discuss that you're looking to join the Queen's graces, and the robed figure saying no outsiders, no, they don't belong here. The Dragonborn hands drop to his side and he looks towards you all and then begins to move to the side as 3 more robed figures come into your view.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them raises their crossbows.
Oh.
Get all of you to roll initiative.
Okay.
Fuck!
So, we'll go 25 to 20. No one. Mm-hmm. Okay. 19 to 15.
20. Sorry, 19.
15.
15.
Rizor got 18.
Come on. 19, Rizor 18, and Slimon, did you say 15?
Yes.
Okay. 14 to 10.
Oh, Mick.
Oh.
Really?
My sweet child.
Seven.
Okay.
Solid seven.
That's good. One whole seven.
One seven.
Diggity dog seven. So the first, I said diggity dog.
Ooh.
The first cultist is going to raise his crossbow. He's going to fire at the first person he sees, which is you, Slimen.
Bring it.
Can I do deflect missile?
Can you do that chance? As a reaction?
Yes. You can use
against
your reaction to deflect
someone
missile.
Else? For someone else?
Let me see.
It
doesn't really say. It says, well, sorry, yeah. To catch a missile when you are hit by a ranged weapon attack, sorry.
This boy can take care of himself.
I know.
You're kind of 10 feet away from Slimen at this point, because it's Slimen and then Izzy
That's
and then
fair.
Yourself. So I'm going to say no, because you'd have to bodily shove Izzy out of the way and then, yeah. So, that is a 16 to hit.
Heck no, it doesn't.
You throw up your shield as this bolt hits against the shield and deflects into the woodwork above you, hitting into the framework, missing you entirely.
Yeah.
Cotton, you are now up.
I'm going to run up to the cultist who shot at Slimen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to, wail on him and give that guy a phone bopping on the nose.
Perfect.
The one so who fired his crossbow, sorry.
Perfect. So you push both Izzy and Slimen out of the way as you run into this, down this hallway into this certainly unnatural looking cavern. There's a number of support beams that seem to have been built up to keep the ceiling from falling down and crushing everyone underneath. There's a few, just as you're running through, you do see a few bits of furniture, you know, haphazard benches. As you run up to one of the three robed figures, you run up to the one on the left and begin to pummel at him. Roll your attack.
Okay. 22
definitely hits.
Oh, thank God. And oh, right, that wasn't as good. 4 damage.
As you just begin to wail on this guy, you crack him across the jaw, you punch him into the stomach, you hear the breath escape him as you hit him across the ear with your elbow. He's still standing, but he seems fairly dazed.
My bonus action, I'll use the key point to do patient defense.
No problem. Rizzle.
Awesome. So the same one that was already hit, hang on, how many of them have actually taken damage?
One has taken damage so far.
One has taken
damage.
The
one who fired a crossbow at Slimen.
Okay. How far away are the robe figures? Are they within like a cube distance or a...
So the figures are roughly 25 feet away from Slimen.
Okay. I'm going to hit one of them. I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast. So I'm going to try and conjure up some mystical energies.
Roll
13.
A whole 13.
Damn it.
I'm going to guess that misses.
It does miss. It actually strikes one of the beams behind the cultists, these robed figures. Beam certainly has signs of scorch mark, and you see it crack.
Oh.
And drop to the ground. There is one
back
less
away slowly.
Support beam in this room. Nothing seems to happen.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, there was like this moment of
yeah.
What did I fuck up?
I won't lie, I was just thinking, like, can I make the mine have disadvantage? Is it an attack roll, or...?
It's a natural event, I think, at that point.
Yeah.
That's all I have for my turn, so... I don't have any bonus stuff, so... Next!
Slimen, you're up.
Yes. Right, I'm going to charge in and try to hit the one that's damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And then... that's with me old Warhammer.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a 17 all up to hit.
That definitely hits. As you charge forward, you brandish your Warhammer in one hand and proceed to overhead swing and bring this hammer down on the head of this robed figure. Roll attack.
A 6 plus 3, so 9.
9 points of damage.
Yep.
You manage to connect with the top of his head as he, his neck almost unnaturally bends.
Oh.
You hear a snap.
Yeah.
Fear is still standing, but you do see blood spurt from his mouth as he sort of rights himself. He looks completely dazed. No longer focusing on any one particular point. Looks like you may have given him a concussion.
Nice. Right.
So
the one next to him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go for it.
No. Yeah, after you.
No, is that your turn?
No. Haha. I'm going to then use Action Surge, where I can take an additional action on my turn. And then I'm going to turn to the one next to him.
Yep.
And I'm going to try to hit him with my hammer as well, but also use Booming Blade.
Okay, roll attack damage.
Oh, that's another 12 plus 5. So, 17 again.
17 hits.
Yep. Okay. okay, so that's 11.
11 points of damage.
Yeah, I rolled an 8.
So, you swing across your body, hitting this robed figure in the rib cage. This green light seems to bounce from your hammer, encircling this robed figure as he staggers. He doesn't. You hear no cry of pain. You see no face under the hooded robes. You definitely hit him. Doesn't seem to have concerned him as much as the other person.
Rude.
He, however, will look towards you and will quietly whisper, "Feel the Queen's embrace," and reaches out to grab your arm.
Eep. Psh.
It's an 18 hit.
No, because I have 20 with my shield.
Oh, Jesus.
You managed to deflect him from grabbing at you, and you see what looks to be a... symbols that you don't quite understand form around his hand, and he just misses you. However, he is going to then grab at your shield and try and grab you again with his other hand. And that's a 22. So, with one hand he grabs at your shield and shoves it aside, and then his other hand grips onto the arm holding your shield.
Can I use protective fighting style? As a reaction, I give a disadvantage on an attack made versus someone within 5 feet of me. Oh, no, wait, never mind. That has to be someone else, not me. Continue, please.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you.
That's fine.
At least I get something.
Rude.
So
you know, words hurt.
I've gone through a lot of pain today, okay? A lot of loss.
Words hurt, and you could even say that words inflict wounds, which is exactly what he's about to do.
Nice.
Oh, hush.
Bear with me one second. So, as he grips onto your arm, you begin to feel this searing pain flow through you.
Wow.
You take... as soon as I can find my D10s... and then that one. Jesus. Okay, you take 14 points of damage.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Okay. Well, I'm still up, but as a reaction, I'm going to cast Shield. And be like, ah! Okay. Don't hurt me!
Oof. The other robed figure to his left raises a small dagger and is going to attempt to attack you, Cotton. So...
Ooh, okay. It's a disadvantage.
It's a disadvantage, which doesn't matter because that was a natural one.
he just stabs himself 17 times.
He leaps towards you with all of the bravado but none of the skill of the other robed figure. You manage to sort of deftly step aside. Can I get you to give me a sleight of hand?
Oh, okay. That's 22.
You manage to grab the wrist of his, grab the wrist holding this dagger, and you spin and twist, breaking his arm, freeing the dagger from his grasp, and pushing him down to the ground. You have effectively disarmed him and rendered him prone.
Izzy, they have a Riz or two.
Oh no! Too many results on the deep floor.
Too many results.
The dragonborn, Taurus, is going to flee. He runs further down into the mineshaft and begins screaming, "The queen will decide! The queen will decide!" He doesn't seem all that there.
Can we get an attack on him?
None of you are within 5 feet of him.
Fair enough. I have a whip. That's a 10-foot range.
You
have a whip
if you want to. Yep, go for it.
Okay. Oh, please, God.
I can crossbow him.
Does 14 hit?
14 does hit.
Oh, thank God. Okay. And that was 4 damage.
It's fine. As I said before, he had maybe 1 hit point left in him.
Oh, good.
As you whip, you the rope, or the corded whip, wraps around his throat, and you tug back, and you hear a gurgle and a snap. As the whip loosens, he drops to the ground, his throat crushed.
Now watch me whip. Now watch me slay.
Oh, no.
Oh,
never again.
No.
Actually, never.
You...
Please, I'm on 8. I'm on 8. I can't take another hit.
Izzy, you are up.
All right, okay. Who's left?
So, there are the 3 robed figures in the room. One is looking completely disoriented. Another has been hit pretty heavily, but seems to be showing no signs of pain. The third is currently on the ground, prone with his arm broken.
Ooh, definitely the one on the ground. I'm going to use my... Just for something different, can I get right up to him and use my rapier to try and... Oh, what do I want to do?
Give him a tummy ache?
Slit his throat? I could carve an eye into his chest.
Yeah.
Oh, that's I'm going to carve an eye into his chest.
Roll an attack with advantage.
Yes. Oh. Better. And that would be a dirty 20.
Ooh. Nice. You definitely hit.
Excellent.
Roll damage.
Ooh, that's all right. 7.
7 points of damage. So did you say into his chest?
Yes, I want to carve an eye. Yep. But with the top bit and the middle bit and the bottom bit, not just a straight line.
Oh, wait.
Uppercase.
Oh,
lower.
For Izzy. Right. I kept thinking like an eyeball. And I'm like, and I was like, and there are lashes, and you're like, it's like the most...
I was wondering if you guys had already decided a logo or something.
An eye, yeah.
Yeah, it might be eye, though.
You carve an italic-looking eye, the letter I, into his chest.
Amazing.
And you, how much damage did you say?
Oh, what did I say? 7?
Seven.
Awesome. Blood gushes from the wound. He seems to be hanging on by a thread.
Ugh, hate him.
The first cultist who shot at Slimon, he is going to, given that how close you guys all are to him, he's going to drop the crossbow and he's going to pull out a scimitar and attempt to strike Slimon.
Mm.
The 14 hit?
I don't think so.
He swings down at you. You manage to deflect it with your shield as he sort of spins aside. And that's all he's going to attempt. Actually, no, he's going to back away from all of you. So Cotton and Slimon get attack opportunity. The word I was trying to say.
18.
Six.
Alright, so you both attempt to reach out and strike at him, but he manages to duck out of the way as he backs further and further away down towards the hallway that you saw Taurus running towards before you stopped him. Cotton, it is your turn.
How far away is he from me, roughly?
He's now about 30 feet from you.
Sorry, did I not... I rolled an 18.
I thought you said an 8.
No, 18.
Oh, yeah, no, you strike. Make damage. That's fine.
Make the damage.
you managed to clip him with your... Wow, okay. Rather than swinging downwards, you then swing upwards with your hammer, hitting him in the jaw. You see his head snap upwards, seemingly inhuman angle, and he stumbles back, his head still facing directly upwards, and then he collapses to the ground, his neck broken.
Da 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 da.
Congratulations. you made the damage.
I swing my giant warhammer around in a cloud strife kind of fashion. And
then it just drops to the ground behind you.
Oh, heavy.
You just feel it's going to attach.
Cotton, you are up.
Oh, how many do we have left at the moment? It's just the one?
Two left. One. The one that is... that has managed to inflict wounds on Slimon, as well as the other one that is currently on the ground, you gripping his arm, breaking it, for Izzy to come over and draw on him.
I'm going to attack the one that's prone, to just, you know, finish him off, because that's the right thing to do in this situation.
No problem.
But I'm going to... Well, you said he's prone?
He is prone.
I'm going to try to, like, stomp down with my heel, and then... make a good little crack on the ribs.
Roll attack with advantage.
Oh, that's good because that was a 2. And that is much better. A 17?
17 hits.
Oh, thank God. Okay, and... that is... 6.
6 points of damage. So you said you just wanted to step down on his chest.
Yeah.
Izzy, you watch as the carefully designed italic eye is besmirched by this dirty foot that comes down on this chest, shattering the rib cage and ruining the eye that you've drawn. He is very
never
much
let me
dead,
have any fun.
But that's besides the point.
And just as I take it, he's dead?
He is dead. Very
as
dead.
As a little bit of flavor, if possible, can I... I've already broken off a chunk of his arm. Can I tear the rest of it off and then throw it to the side to try to intimidate the other guy?
Give me an intimidation check.
Oh, this is not good for me. 13?
13, hang on. Okay, you do manage to tear at the arm and certainly remove... the hand effectively from this the stump. However, you cannot see underneath these robes. You see no reaction. Doesn't seem
I think
like
he's scared.
Overly phased.
Well, I'm very upset that I've nearly been killed. So I'm gonna be like, feel the touch of your queen, feel the embrace of a Slimon with the power of pepper. Because I'm not letting go of this pepper. No, not at all. And so I'm going to, like, full-on leap and just try to, like, grab him. Sort of, like, encapsulate him, if you will.
Okay. So I'm going to say that's a grapple.
Yes, a grapple. I'm fancy boying grappling.
Contested strength check. Go for it.
So that's a 15 plus 18. And then the other, because I have advantage on grappling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not as good. 16.
Okay. He barely has time to raise his hands against you as you grab him bodily. And are now holding him pressed against you.
Shh. We're gonna be best friends.
He takes a single point of damage just from the general sense of being pressed against you, as the acid slowly begins to burn away at the clothes.
Neat. That's me.
That's you. It is now his turn, however. And given how close you are to him, he is going to attempt to wrap his arms around you. That's going to be at a disadvantage because you have him bound. So, yep, that's 4. So you can get the sense that he's attempting again to inflict whatever it was he did to you again, but he can't quite raise his arms to actually grab you. he instead looks up at you, and you are the only person so far who's been able to get a good look at his face, and you see into his eyes. You see into all 16 of his red ruby eyes.
Oh, that's so...
That's
hot.
More than usual.
Oh my...
And he smiles.
Oh, yeah. Say anything to me.
You see large fangs, almost pincer-like, beaming at you as he continues to stare up at you. That's all he's going to do. Izzy.
Right.
Oh, sorry, Rizor. I think I skipped you entirely.
Yeah, I was wondering if I was before or if I was...
Oh, no, you were before. Yeah.
You were actually before Slimen, so you can go now if you like.
Okay, so the one that is...
There is one left who is currently being hugged. Yes.
Okay. But he's being hugged. Okay. I'm going to try emanating a new tone and then cast Toll of the Dead. So striking like a spectral bell that create from my hand. You hear this bong that goes out and then a quiet whisper. Bring out your dead.
Roll attack.
No, so it's a creature saving throw.
Oh, it's a creature saving throw. All right. What's
Wisdom
this?
Save against a 12.
Against a 12.
How will he ever survive?
It's a 19.
God damn.
Damn it. That's why it was a whisper, obviously.
Completely unfazed. Again, not breaking eye contact. Well, at least Slimen, as far as you're aware, it doesn't seem like he's breaking eye contact from you. He has no pupils. To say, it's just red ruby eyes. Izzy, you're up.
All right. So you've got him in a little bit of a cuddle. All right.
Do you want to ask some questions? Do you want to?
Yes, I do. I'm going to try again. I'm going to put away my rapier. I'm going to take out my dagger because I'm quite frustrated. And I'm going to hold it to... They're humanoid shaped, aren't they?
Yeah, humanoid shape, yes.
Yes. Where his throat would be? Is he facing you or facing away from you?
Oh, he's facing away from me.
And, okay.
No, he's facing towards you? He's facing towards you.
Sorry, I sort of envisioned like a swoop and then arm lock.
Oh, you attempted to grab him from the back.
Yeah.
Well, that makes the fact that he's staring at you all the more.
Yeah, that's why it's like when he pulls his head back, and I was like,
Not so much that he's tilted his head back, more that he's tilted his head around.
Oh, I can do that.
Now.
No, I mean, so, Rizor, Izzy, Cotton, none of you can seem to peer through the darkness that is the hood that he's currently wearing. Only Slimen, so far, has seen this thing's face.
I want to go up and rip off his hood.
as an attack?
I don't know. Well, he's bound. Can he resist
me? He is bound. No, he really can't resist you. So you tear off the hood. What you see before you is a fairly dirty-looking human face. His nose is quite bulbousy. He's got one eye is brown. The other eye is slightly closed with a large scar running across it. Sort of dirty blonde hair. He is fine. His back is against Slimen. He's peering around the room.
He's not a nine, is what you're saying.
Certainly not nine.
He's not pretty enough to flay.
No, I was hoping for maybe a new face.
Oops. Slimen, you're quite slightly confused with what's going on. You've watched as Izzy has grabbed the hood, but rather than grabbing the hood from the front of the face, which is facing you, she's grabbed it from the back of the face and has pulled it back over the face, yet it's gone through the face, yet the whole head is now uncovered, and what you see is this dark, fleshy, almost thinly hair-covered frame of a head. Again, unmoving, smiling at you.
I genuinely think I've made a friend. He's like, we got off to a bad start, but like now he's smiling. He can't run away 5 feet because he'll be electrocuted. I'm gonna be like, isn't he gross? He's all like, he has more eyes than I can count.
Two eyes.
I don't know what you're talking about. Are you all right, Slimen?
I mean, yeah, I'm a little hurt. I'm a little sore. I'm more soreman than Slimen right now.
Would you like some offal to eat?
Oh, maybe later. Right? Maybe later.
Alright, okay.
I'll nibble that platinum.
I'm going to hold up my dagger. I'm going to do the same thing because I'm frustrated to his jawline. And I'm going to say, what are your queen's intentions? Who is this queen and what are her intentions?
Slimen, can you give me a perception check?
14?
You temporarily loosen your grip as Izzy begins to talk to him. Izzy, you watch
as
quicker than you might have imagined. His hand lashes out and grips the blade, the dagger that you're currently holding out towards him, and light bursts from the dagger. Can I get all of you to give me dexterity saving throws?
Oh god.
21.
16. One dice, Meg. Not all the psychic damage.
I've got 16.
13 for Rizzle.
13 and Cotton. Right. So, Slimen, Izzy, and Rizzle, you all instinctively raise your hands to protect your eyes as this blinding light emanates from the dagger. Slimen, you drop this thing as he attempts to flee from all of you. Cotton, you, however, see him. You manage to sort of shield your eyes just before he does this. I will give you one attack opportunity on him before he evades.
Thank you very much, O wise DM. Yeah. I can't do math at the moment. What's 16 plus 5?
21.
Yes, then that. Okay, good. Thank you, Jason.
No way.
And that's a pretty good hit. 7.
7 points of damage. Mm-hmm. You lash out and you manage to catch one of his arms as he's sprinting, and instinctively you grab his hand with your left as you push in with your right, breaking his arm at the elbow.
Oh.
He manages to slip through your grasp and flees into the cavern below. As you shattered his arm.
Okay.
You definitely have an arm thing.
Mm. Yeah, we seem to have a thing for this. I seem to have a thing for this.
You do.
I have a head
thing. That can
thing.
Be your signature move.
I'll have to come up with a clever name for it.
Yeah, it's not the Nutcracker, it's something else.
Look, I'll disarm you.
Is it not disarming? Yeah.
There we go. Meg's on it.
I'm a one-man army.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, one-man army.
Just collect them. Like, put them in your trousers or something. Have just like
a little necklace.
Yeah.
You know, like some serial killers collect teeth. I collect arms.
I don't think I've ever heard of a serial killer that collects teeth.
I don't know.
I'm sure there's one.
Yeah,
there's
but like
serial killers out there.
But like, it's no what John Wayne Gacy. You know, like I want like the whole skull.
I suppose so. Okay.
I like to think that you guys are having this in-depth discussion while Slimer, Rizzo, and Izzy are all shielding their eyes with this blinding dagger, discussing what serial killers do and do not collect.
In a fictional world.
In a fictional world.
I like to think that I just heard the bone breaking. I was like, did you break another arm?
No, another.
Why you have Colton, have you done it?
Carlton, what have you done?
Says the woman with a bag full of body parts.
It takes a few moments for the spell to subside, the light to fade from this dagger, and you all find yourselves in this cavern alone. You hear the sounds of dripping echoing the distance. You hear no footsteps. You hear no noise. You don't hear the figure that's run deeper into the mines.
What will happen next? Stay tuned to find out.